Hey, we're getting a couple of new convenience stores. We're having that in the news. That's kind of interesting. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, got a lot. Well, there's just, and you know, I was looking over the agenda. I mean, just a tremendous amount of growth going out on out in South College Station. Just
Absolutely.
A lot of things going there.
Yeah.
I did, one of the things that caught my eye, and I kind of wanted to expand on a little bit, is the you've updated the oil and gas ordinance. And I know this is something that was discussed a lot with the testing. I know that Steve Ogden was in a couple of weeks ago to talk about it from a production standpoint. There was a lot of discussion then. And now you're looking at making some changes in the existing ordinance having to do with disposal wells and prohibiting those. And then also maybe changing some insurance and fee requirements. Can you give us a little bit more detail on that?
Yeah, well, on the fees, we're going to go up from $2,000 to $6,000. Per permitted well. There's an awful lot of expense the city incurs with engineering, inspection, legal, risk management. So it really, really reflects our costs. And and that's what our peer cities are doing as well.
Okay, so I guess well, for y'all and for them too, how did we miss it by that much? Why do we need to triple that thing?
It hadn't been revised in quite some time.
Oh, okay. All right. So then, and then as far as insurance requirements, any significant changes there?
Yeah, from $25,000 to $100,000.
Okay. And, you know, we're talking big numbers there, but we're talking big numbers at the pump, too. I mean, they sell this product.
Well, not only that, I mean, to put up a well costs between $6 and $10 million. And then if it's productive, it's a $40 million a year revenue generator. So the $6,000 that we're charging is not a lot when you consider the overall scheme of things.
As the mayor, but as one member of council, was there anything not in this ordinance that you would have liked to have seen enacted?
No, not really. I thought, well, this was just a draft ordinance. We had discussion. We just were too full on. This was really a workshop item that we put on in the evening. We will have a public hearing and get input, and once the changes that we requested at the meeting Monday night get incorporated, the bill will go, the ordinance will go online on our website so that the public can see it and make written comments or come to the meeting on December 18th and speak to it.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. And, you know, the reason I ask about this is because as we start to see a softening on the price of oil, I can see where, as long as it's within the terms of what their lease is, that the energy companies may decide to postpone starting their drilling. And so does that cause a problem as the city looks at that as you move on down the road? Do they decide, oh, we're going to wait a year and a half, for instance, before we make these wells productive?
I don't think that affects us. I mean, you know, it affects them. And generally speaking, when they decide they're going to drill, their rigs cost, you know, couple of hundred thousand dollars to rent,
mm-hmm.
and so they've got a short time period that they want to get that well drilled and operational.
Sure, I understand. Okay, now let's go back to the Citizens Advisory Committee. And I don't know, I commented on this yesterday just on the show. Boy, it sure seems like we've been here. What's new and different?
Nothing. It's same old, same old. You know, we have a new group of students. We have you know, the city is growing, so there's people here that weren't here for the last 9 iterations of this committee. Our staff is really working hard. We've got new police officers. We have new code enforcement officers. Our communications office is working overtime to reach out to students. And it's an effort that has to go on every single semester because we have new students. And so I'm not so keen to have the task force created, but we're going to discuss it at our strategic planning retreat. You know, it was suggested that we have somebody from neighborhood, somebody from council, somebody from code enforcement, someone from the apartment association, someone from the student housing office at A&M, investor, some students, neighborhood people. And those are it's the same makeup of all these other committees that, you know, have tried, and, you know, there's a recommendation or two that gets implemented, and then over the years it kind of gets pushed aside. And
well, it sounds like we're on the same. I mean, I likened it to, you know, seven people standing there with a flashlight pointing at something and going, oh, yep, there it is. I mean, I don't see that anything else can necessarily be accomplished. College Station got into the mess that they're in from past councils and P&Zs, and so be it. I mean, I'm not throwing blame. I'm just saying this is a situation. It's kind of like as Homer Simpson says, one of the things you say is, well, it's like this when I got here, you know, yeah, which is where you are.
Exactly. And, you know, homeowners associations really help because they can contain or maintain the character of the neighborhood. And that's really what, you know, neighborhood integrity is. You want your neighborhood to be like it was when you moved in. It's the older areas in town that don't have neighborhood associations that tend to be the problem areas. Mm-hmm. And
I'm not trying to be callous to it. It's just this is really where we are, though, now.
And we've had neighborhood plans that we've done one with South Knoll. We've done one with Eastgate. We've done one with Welburn. We've done one in Central College Station. I mean, so we're working on those neighborhood plans to assess what needs to be done there, you know, infrastructure-wise.
Okay, you got a retreat coming up. Any other key things in there that necessarily would be of interest to folks as far as what you're going to do?
That's probably in late January, so we haven't set the agenda yet for that.
Gotcha. All right. What else you got for me today?
Well, today is the last day to sign up for our Capital Improvements Project Bonds Committee, and we're looking for some citizens. You need to be a College Station resident and voter, and we're going to have three committees look at transportation, parks, and facilities. So if any of those areas are of interest to you, please sign up. You can do so by going to our website, cstx.gov/committees. And our city offices will be closed Thursday and Friday, and a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah, and you too. You cooking turkey? You're going to have it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a good one, all right?
Thank you.
You bet.